from Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, CJ, good morning. We all are obviously watching what's happening in Baltimore as they go through this next phase. Joining us on the phone lines right now is the congressman from that area, Elijah Cummings. He is almost headed out the door to hit the streets there in Baltimore. Congressman Cummings, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
First off, I got to ask you this here, and I want to start today going backwards. Who made the decision to cancel school today? That's 80,000 kids who are not going to be in school. Isn't that the best place for them to be? That way it's organized, it's structured, and they're not out on the streets today?
I would agree with you. I think the mayor and the superintendent of schools made that decision, but that's the first thing I thought of when I heard it. If I had been consulted, I would have advised them to have our children in school for a lot of reasons, but mainly for what you just said. And also, I want them to be learning something. I want them to be preparing themselves for the future. And so but that's the decision that's made, and hopefully that will not be the decision for tomorrow. But I'll be talking to the mayor today and the head of education to see what we can do about that.
And I will say this here, Tom, there are pastors and others all across Baltimore who are organizing meals because a lot of those kids get a free or reduced lunch. And so all of a sudden today, they're not going to be able to eat. And so I'm following folks. So just look at my Twitter feed. I'm retweeting a lot of those pastors who are providing places. They're opening their church doors today for a lot of those kids to come to as well. Congressman Cummings, we saw what took place yesterday. We're seeing this response. Curfew is in place for the next week. You have the governor who is taking shots at the mayor. What do you say to politicians who are looking to strike political tones here as opposed to focus on the issue?
Well, I say that we have got to realize that the underlying cause of a lot of this, first of all, Roland, as you know, we have a situation where there was already tremendous distrust between the public and the police. We have a situation where this young man, Freddie Gray, is taken into custody. Police said that it was done without incident and without force. But he ends up with a broken neck, a crushed larynx, and a severed spinal cord, 80% severed. And then he died. And the police report, I think, caused a lot of people to become extremely upset. But it's not just the Freddie Gray piece. I live in the inner city. I live with everything you see on your television screens. I live within a mile of it. I mean, I literally live in the area where The Wire was filmed and been here for 33 years. And I can tell you that I could feel this tension because you have a lot of young people who don't have jobs. Many of them can't get jobs because of police records. Keep in mind that back 2004, 2005, 2006, under the O'Malley administration, they were arresting 100,000 people out of a 650,000 population. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of anger of our young people with the police. And again, there's a feeling of desperation. And so we've got to address these issues. For example, a young man came on yesterday. I was talking to him in my neighborhood. He said, "Mr. Cummings, this is why we did it." He said, "We don't have enough recreation centers. We don't have enough. We feel like we're not getting a good education. Where are we going to go?" And then the next thing you know, they arrest us, and then we die. Those are his words. And then we die. So what the hell?
And what do you say to him, Congressman?
What I say to him is that, look, we have got to, first of all, this is our house. We've got to make sure that we take care of the place we live. But number two, I encourage all of them to stay in school what we do in my office is we try to work with the various schools. When we hear complaints like that, we try to work with the various schools to try to help to make sure that the schools are what they are supposed to be. We have an African-American head of schools, Dr. Thornton, who just came in, and he has been really doing a lot of things. I talk about that, and then I try to help them get jobs. We just had a job fair where we were able to get a lot of them hired, and we go to employers who will tell us that they will hire people who may have a record. And we've been able pretty successful, but it is a lot to do.
Congressman, I got to ask you this question here.
Sure.
Language matters, and I want to deal first with a comment made by the mayor in referencing thugs. Mm. That set a lot of people off.
I tell you what, Roland. Congressman, do you have time in the next 5 minutes to address this?
I'd like to address that, too.
Okay. I need to go to break.
Okay,
I need to go to break, and then when we come back, we're going to address this question to Congressman Elijah Cummings in Baltimore from Roland Martin.